Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We've touched on it briefly, but now let's go all in on the Dallas Cowboys. Rob, you and I, neither one of us, we were aligned on this. There's not much we agree on. We agreed on this beginning of the season. We both picked Dallas to win the NFC East because we didn't buy in or believe in the Philadelphia Eagles. I now believe in the Eagles. I'm not sure where you are. I think they're the best team in the NFC, and I think they're – I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I'm saying they're playing – I think they're playing the best football in the entire league. But, Rob, Dallas, to me, what happened yesterday – I get it. And Rob, generally, I am a win-is-a-win guy. When it comes to – professional sports, particularly the NFL and the NBA, and even baseball. In a regular season that is long, right? Months long, half a year long, a win is a win. Whether it's 17 games, 82 games, 162 games, there are times you're just going to have a clunker, right? You're just not going to have it. Some inferior team is going to beat you. So I get all that. But Rob, I'm not giving the Dallas Cowboys that type of pass because of their history. They had their clunker, if you will, against Green Bay, who we know is a bad football team this year. And what I saw yesterday when the Dallas Cowboys needed a last minute drive, 98 yards to beat the hapless 1-11-1 Houston Texans, who have the worst record in the NFL. When it took all of that to beat the Texans, it just, to me, furthered my belief, Rob, that while the Cowboys' ceiling, it might be the highest in the NFC. If everybody in the NFC plays their A game, Dallas might be the best. Certainly put them up there with Philly and San Francisco and whoever else. But, Rob, I think of all the contenders, they are the most likely to play their F game at any given moment.
Did you curse, Chris? What'd you say?
No, F as in flunking
brain. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Their F game at any time. It could be a regular season Sunday. It could be a playoff Saturday or Sunday. But the Cowboys, you just don't know. And, Rob, I think they're going to bring an F, a D, a C-minus game at some point in the playoffs. And that's why I firmly believe they will not get out of the NFC.
It's hard to argue with that just because of what we've seen. And it's not like they've never made the playoffs. They have. I mean, but when you talk about this franchise and what's happened, I think we talked about it before, Chris. There's only like three or four teams that haven't been to a conference championship in the last.
Which is incredible, Rob.
Yeah.
The Cowboys. It'd be like the Steelers never doing it. You know, like they are a flagship franchise.
Right, it's the Cowboys, it's the Browns, who Chris is an expansion team, it's the Lions.
Those are the historically flagship teams. But right. I'm saying they have been a great franchise up until this last quarter century. You know what I mean?
Right,
that's
right.
What I mean. Like they have been a fantastic, when you and I were growing up, they were great. In the 70s, they were great. In the 80s, they down a little. In the 90s, obviously, they won three Super Bowls.
And even now, Chris, while people always talk about the Cowboys and their part of it, I think there's twofold when they claim they're America's team. But I think a lot of people also like to watch them lose. Like, how bad is it going to be this time? What's going to happen? How great is it to see Jerry Jones's face, you know what I mean, Chris, after another letdown?
Right. They're polarizing in that region.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who are anti, who would love to watch them for that reason. But anyway, I just think yesterday was an example. The Packers game was an example. Yeah. There are just moments when you just aren't sure which team. Last year, Chris, they led the league in points, right? Scoring average or whatever. And what happened? Struggled at home to score. I think they scored late, right, to make it look respectable, but they were out of that game. They couldn't get anything. I think that was at the point when you got off of Dak, I think, right? Like last year, remember, it was just...
I've always liked him. I've always felt he has the intangibles and all that leadership. I generally was saying he was a game manager with playmaking ability. But I grew to the point, Rob, where I thought he was en route to being elite. And that was the phrase I used. And no, I don't think that. I think he's a good quarterback. He's obviously well above average, but he is not elite. And I don't think he's ever going to be like the Burrows and the Mahomes and the Rodgers, you know, the old Aaron Rodgers, the old Tom Brady, that class. Like, I don't think he'll ever be in that upper echelon of quarterback.
He's been around for a while, and Chris, it would have happened by now, right? It would have happened by now.
You would think,
maybe, I don't know, maybe he has an unbelievable playoff run and we'll eat our words, but I'm with you. The Cowboys scare me all the time. You just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, yes, the odds makers, 17.5 point favorites, Chris, yesterday, 17.5. That's because they looked at the 50. They look at the Texans who have won one game all year.
Yep.
Even though it's on the road, you just go like, come on, Cowboys, this is cake. Taking cake from a baby, right? And as you said, they need a miraculous drive to win the game. Miraculous drive. Imagine if it didn't happen, didn't come together,
Chris. That would have been a horrible loss, Rob. This is a team in Houston that had lost the week before by 13 to the Browns when Deshaun Watson was horrific in his first game back.
They lost
by 15 before that to the Dolphins, by 13 to the Commanders.
Right, that's why they thought 17 by the Cowboys coming off the 50 points, no doubt. I mean, they just thought they've been losing by double digits, you know, all season long for the most part, and this was a squeaker. A squeaker, playing down to the competition. The Cowboys are scary. Scary bad. Not scary good. Scary bad.
Rob, and Dak, look, obviously he's far better than Cooper Rush. No, we're not going there. But, Rob, two bad interceptions yesterday. He's got five interceptions in his last three games. He's got 7 interceptions in his last 5 games. I mean, Dak Prescott has got to be smarter with the football. And yesterday, and we talk about it, right? Dak should throw about 30 times a game. That's it. And yesterday he had to throw 39 because they were down. And you saw that they struggled against the worst football team in the league.
Right.
And they cannot get themselves in a hole, which certainly can happen in the playoffs. But if they have to rely on Dak carrying them with his arm, they're in trouble. If they can, get their run game going and stay in the game and run the football most of the time, they could be better off.
Yeah, that's not what you want to do, right? You want to, like, ball control. You got a 2 good running back, 1 good, very exceptional running back, and Tony Pollard, and you got Ezekiel. And you want to run the football, Chris, and throw when it's open. Throw when there's a situation. Throw when you're 3rd down. You know, like, there are situations you need your quarterback to make a play, keep the chains moving, whatever it might be. But, yeah.
The other thing, Rob, is what
I don't feel that great.
Them? That defense, right? That defense was carrying them. But then you go out and give up 23 points to the Texans, who were averaging like 16 points a game. You get 0 sacks against the Texans.
Now, that's shocking.
Yeah, they have been the sack-happy Cowboys. And Micah Parsons, now, again, it's only a few games, but he hasn't been that guy the last few games. And he did not put his imprint on that game yesterday. And look, maybe we're wrong, Rob. Maybe it was just one of those weekends. But again, it seems to happen too often with the Cowboys. We talked about it. The Packers,
at that point,
ain't playing good football.
Right, at that point. And they were down bad, Chris.
Yep.
Like they were down bad. They were bloodied. They were beaten. And for them to get off the mat and win that game, that was just a shocker. And what was the record? We said it, 100 and something. Like, it had never, the Cowboys, 175-0 or whatever. Like, that was like an unheard of game where they gave up, where they were up by 14 points going into the fourth quarter. They had never lost, including the playoffs, Chris, ever.
So, Rob, like I said, I think their ceiling is as high as anybody in the NFC, but I do not, I'm not giving them, like, I don't think they'll get out of the NFC. I think it's going to be either Philly or San Francisco in a bad conference. And, Rob, you know I said this months ago. If Dak Prescott is who Jerry Jones and the Cowboys faithful think he is, who that $40 million a year contract says he is, they at least get to the NFC title game.
They should.
If they get there and lose to a better Philly team, then so be it. There's not going to be any shame.
But I'm not even convinced of that. I'm not even.
So you're not a believer in Philly.
No, I'm saying I'm not a believer in Dallas getting to the NFC Championship game.
I agree with that. I agree with you. Yeah, I tend to think they won't.
I think that they could get knocked out by some lesser team.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We just saw Kyler Murray go down maybe about 30 minutes ago.
Right.
With a non-contact injury.
Sad.
Rob, has there been any update?
He has officially been ruled out for the rest of the game, and no official word yet, but the Twitter doctors are suggesting it looks like an ACL.
Ugh. Wow. Wow. Well, Rob, what a season for Kyler Murray.
It's been a mess, Chris. It's been a mess. The only good part was he got cashed out. That was the only good thing, yep, to be honest. But if you think about what he's been through, what he's taken the Cardinals through, you remember with all the stuff, he was angry all off season, mad at them, scrubbed all of his social media. I mean, it was ugly, don't you think?
It was very ugly. And I, gosh, Rob,
and he came off like a spoiled brat. That's what he came off
as. Yeah, and we said it at the time. I know I was saying, I think you were agreeing. I thought there were two things, and I said initially, I'm not paying him. And there were two reasons why. One, I wasn't fully sold on him as a franchise quarterback. He's had a nice start to his career. Two Pro Bowls he's made. The team
he even made the Pro Bowl over Stafford
season
last year.
Right.
Think about it.
And the team got better every year up to this season. He made the playoffs, so he was looking like he was good, but I wasn't
fully sure.
But
he had that terrible playoff game, too,
Chris.
Right. Remember that?
Right.
That was the one that was like, ah.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lamar was bad his first playoff game. It was bad. He was worse than Lamar was. But,
right, right.
You know, I wasn't going to kill him just because of one playoff game. But, and then the second reason, Rob, was injuries. And I got to a point where you saw what these teams were doing. Dak, they wait. Rob, there was a point they could have got Dak for about $27 million a year. They wait. They end up paying him $40 million, right? It just seemed like, you know what? The longer you wait, if a guy is pretty good, you're going to end up paying him more.
Well, if, so you wind up, like, if you wind up signing them, you know what I mean?
Right,
the
right.
only difference is you got to do what Washington did with Kirk Cousins, which is – you don't pay him and then let him go, Chris. But if you're gonna, if you're ultimately going to pay him, you're right. You should
right.
just pay him the first chance you get. Otherwise, it's going to cost you.
And I think, Rob, that was in the back of his mind. And look, he's made some bone. Let's just keep it real. There's been some bad decisions he's made. Like you said, going out there, scrubbing his Instagram of the team references. Like you said, having it was a bad off season.
It just felt bad
with the team.
Like, right.
right. and yelling at you know, Cliff Kingsbury, which happens, but it just didn't look good. And then, yeah, the homework clause, the study clause in his contract. Like,
right. And they put that out there to embarrass him, Chris, right? Yep. I mean, like, for real.
But the fact that it was even in there shows there was a problem. There was a problem. And maybe, you know, and he agreed to it, or his agent agreed to it. I'm sure he knew about it. Come on. Have you ever signed a contract? There's no way you're putting something like that in there and you don't know about it.
Right. Or your agent says, hey, they put this in here.
Right.
How do you feel about it?
To get them, I'm sure it was like, look, they're going to pay you, but they want this in the contract. And I don't think either side knew it would be as bad as it was, Rob, publicly. And when they saw how bad it was, then they backtracked. I'm going to say this, though, for Kyler Murray, who, remember also, Rob, you had Patrick Peterson, his former teammate, and somebody he thought was a friend, come out and say Kyler only cares about himself. I mean, his teammates haven't exactly gone to bat for him, you know, when people have accused him of stuff.
And he's always come out, Chris, angry whenever somebody says anything about him.
Yep.
Like.
But, dude. Rob, in life, in the grand scheme of life, Kyler Murray, at least in the time being, for the time being, won. Rob, he got his deal. Can you imagine if he had this type of season and then got hurt?
Right.
Like right now, he is nobody. Now, again, maybe in the future, and somebody would pick him up just, you know, to see what he could do. But, Rob, if he was not signed right now, he would not be getting this type of contract that he signed.
Well,
not right away.
That's why we said about Lamar. And obviously, he has more hardware, the MVP. But this is why we were saying he should have signed or forced their hand or sat out, whatever it was, Chris, because you just don't know. I know you think you're going to play 15 years in the NFL and everything's going to be easy and a piece of cat. It don't work like that. It really doesn't. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and guys who play 17, that's an anomaly, Chris. It just doesn't happen. A lot more guys have ups and downs, and you know what I mean? And have to struggle to go to 8 different teams. You know what I mean? Looking for an opportunity. It's just – so that's why you want to get cashed out as soon as you can.
No, look, Lamar, and, man, God bless him, he's playing with fire, Rob. He's playing with fire. And thankfully, he's had, you know, the injury at the end of last season, which kept him out of, what, four games. Wasn't serious, and then this injury this year isn't quote-unquote serious, but he needs to get a long-term deal done. Rob, I know he wants the fully guaranteed. You look at Deshaun Watson and you say, I've done more than him, and he has, much more. As great as Deshaun was and may become again, but he's had, you know, as great as he didn't do and accomplish what Lamar Jackson did.
No,
so he I get where Lamar's thinking.
Yeah.
But Rob, if they won't give him the fully guaranteed deal, then you better in my opinion, Rob, unless you're going to sit out, you take as much as you can get. Because at the end of the day, I mean, Kyler Murray didn't get a fully guaranteed deal, but he's still set, even if he comes back and is never, and I know that's, he probably will be the same player, right? ACL. But you know what I mean? If for some reason he couldn't come back at this level, he still got his over $100 million.
Yeah, it's like $160, isn't it? Guaranteed, something like that.
What, Rob G, get the final numbers. I think it was $185 with like $160 guaranteed or something like that.
I thought it was $230, Chris, and $165 guaranteed. That's what I think.
Okay. The you guys are close.
What is
$230.5 million?
That's what I
5 years.
That's
$29 million signing bonus, total of $160 million guaranteed.
Okay. So we were close. Okay. But Chris,
so he's got his $160, Rob.
Here's Kyler Murray.
Some clause in there?
They got insurance for that, I'm sure. Right. But Kyler Murray, after signing that deal, Chris, 3-7 as a starter. His completion percentage, touchdown to interception ratio, and yards per game are all the worst since his rookie year. Yep. Passer rating, QBR, and yards per attempt, the lowest of his career. Like, he's having an awful year.
No, he is. By every measure. The team isn't winning. Individually, he's not playing well. There have been a lot of rumblings, Rob, that teammates think he's selfish, don't get along with him. You saw Larry Fitzgerald, Rob, on Thursday Night Football, and they are praising, or I don't know if it was Thursday or Monday, Rob G. I think it was Thursday, but yeah, Thursday Night Football. They were praising Colt McCoy to the high heaven.
Yeah,
Colt
I
McCoy,
know.
Right?
I thought he was on the Hall of Fame ballot.
Come on, this is Colt McCoy. But Larry Fitzgerald said nothing. Now, I'm not blaming Larry for that. But the fact that he didn't, if you don't, Rob, what they say, if you don't have anything good to say about somebody, don't say it. So he didn't go out there and criticize Kyler, but he must not have had anything good to say.
Right? He didn't say anything. He's been a part of that organization, and he knows people,
he's
Chris, and coaches.
He's probably the best Cardinal player ever.
You know?
One of them.
Yeah, I don't want to.
He's certainly one of them.
One of. Yeah. I just don't remember the whole St. Louis Cardinals franchise. You know what I mean? There might have been somebody there.
But he's up there.
And the Chicago. I think they were Chicago first, Chris. Chicago Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals. But let me say this. About Kyler and just the organization. And when you think about this team, Chris, a year ago won their first 9 or 10. Do you remember how they started?
I think
Green Bay came and beat them. What did they win, their first 9?
I thought it was 10.
Maybe they won their first 10, and then they lost to Green Bay. Remember that?
Yeah.
And think about where they went from there, Chris, to where they are. Then they had a bad second half.
No, they won their first 7.
Okay, so they were 7-0.
7-0.
Then they had a bad finish, right? And then the terrible playoff game. And now this year is a disaster.
No, I mean, look. That organization, too. I mean, we can sit here and poo-poo the Kyler deal. Why in the world did they give Cliff Kingsbury the extension? I'm sorry. It looks like he's going to get fired, right?
I'm with you. That's the one that was questionable.
Right. I mean, I'm not out on Kyler. I'm not feeling like he's going to be Lamar. Mary Ayers, one time I said I'd take him for the long term over Lamar. And I thought he was a better passer. I'm not there anymore. That's for darn sure. But I'm not out on him. I think, you know, he can
there's no reason. He's too young to be out on him. I'm with you.
But they got to make some changes there. And I think he's got some attitude adjustment to make. If enough people are saying you're selfish, Rob, or not coming to your to bat for you, then you got to look in the mirror.
Have you been talking to my ex-wife? Oh, I'm sorry.
Your point
is well taken. No. And it can't be everybody, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be
everybody's wrong.
Everybody's wrong. Everybody's just like putting stuff out about you for some. Once you get to the point when there's a handful of people and they're all singing this to the same choir, you know that there's something there.
But Rob, would you agree with me that? And I thought I really didn't like it when Kyler came out and demanded the new contract. I thought it was way too early for that. But like I said, he won.
No, he won big time.
Right? He won. And so, you know, we'll see. But hopefully it is not the ACL as you're hearing right now. But that remains to be seen.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob, let's go here. The Jets have lost their last two games, but they're still high, at least the fans, on Mike White, the quarterback who replaced Zach Wilson. You're not.
No, Chris, I'm just going by the numbers. It's fine. If they say he solidified himself as the starting quarterback going forward, I don't know how, okay? Let me just give you the numbers. So, because this is the same exact pattern from a year ago. Last year, White had this great game, the great win over the Bengals. He threw for 405 yards, 3 touchdowns. But outside of that, he went 0-3 with 2 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. He lost by 41 points to the Patriots and 28 points to the Bills. So this year, they give him a chance, and he has a great win against the Bears. He throws for 315 yards, Chris, 3 touchdowns, and a win. Since then, 0-2. No touchdowns, 3 picks, and is completing 57% of his passes, huh?
Two picks.
Is it 2 or 3?
2.
Okay, then 2 picks. And completing 57% of his passes. So, I mean, I get it. If you don't want to go, if you just want to get away from, I just forgot his name already.
Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson, Chris. If you just don't want him, that's fine. But to make it like Mike White is playing great or something, and I know he got injured yesterday and he came back, and I give him credit for all that, but the numbers aren't good.
Numbers ain't that bad. I mean, I disagree with you. I'm not saying he's your guy necessarily next season. You know, like I'm certainly not saying they found their quarterback, but this season, it obviously isn't Joe Flacco. And I think White's playing well enough to keep the job right now. He's playing way better than Zach Wilson did. They haven't scored. He hasn't thrown a touchdown the last two games, but they are moving that ball up and down the field. They beat Chicago, who they are supposed to beat. He throws 3 touchdowns, no picks, 315 yards. He threw for 369 yards against Minnesota.
Yeah, was
they
the
supposed
most
to lose to Minnesota.
Chris, everybody else is averaging 425 yards against Minnesota.
Not so quarterbacks. Not every quarterback's not averaging that against the Vikings.
So what they're doing is he had the most yards of a Jets quarterback without scoring a touchdown, which is a dubious mark. And I get it. You can move the ball, but at some point as a quarterback, you got to get in the end zone as well. That's all
no
I'm saying.
No doubt, but to act like he's not playing well, they look completely different offensively with him. Like, he's playing way better
they're
than
losing
Zach
still,
did.
Chris, with that they, defense.
But they're not. They lost to Minnesota, who they should lose to, and they lost to Buffalo, who they should lose to, in Buffalo.
If you're ever going to make that next step, it ain't about just accepting losses. It's about trying to win.
But you don't bench a guy for a guy.
I'm not saying bench him.
77 yards in his last game.
I'm talking about them talking about he solidified himself. He didn't solidify himself to me.
This year.
You might not want Zach Wilson, but he ain't solidify anything.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.